Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Tonight, we're going to talk about serial dating. We're going to talk about serial dating and how women, especially women, have gotten caught up in serial dating and why this is one of the reasons why I advise so many men not to date. Because even if you are whether you have success on a dating app or whether you have success in the real world, the odds of you being able to stick with that woman and having a longer term relationship that eventually leads to marriage and a successful marriage and kids and the rest of that is dwindling, and it's getting less and less and less. And this is a case where instead of life imitating art, art imitates life. Meaning, I have a friend of mine, and she is a serial dater. She doesn't realize it, and I tease her about it. But you know, I get excuse after excuse. And just a very quick story. Starting back in March, it was, oh, I really like this guy. They dated a month. He bailed on her. I saw, you know, and since I'm friends with her, I say, oh, send me his, you know, social media, or send me a picture or something. Alpha guy, right? Tall, attractive, lots of options. He bails on her. And she's, I mean, she's attractive. I wouldn't say she's, you know, a model or anything like that, but she's attractive. But to look at the two, I'd say he was probably a couple rungs higher on the ladder. And she says, oh, and she was heartbroken, and so, it's so bad, and I just don't know why I keep putting myself through this. And then 3 or 4 weeks later, it's, oh, I met this really cool guy on the dating app, and we're going to go out, and same thing happened again. And then she says, that's it. I'm going to be alone. I'm going to focus on myself. And a guy asked me out for coffee, and we're going out on our fifth date, and now I kind of like him. And it's been 3 or 4 in just as many months. And it fascinates me because I say, why don't you take some time and figure out what you want? And then instead of just be like, oh, he's attractive and he asked me out and he's good looking, so I'm going to go for it. You know, but it's serial dating. And I think what's happening is that people that are not happy with themselves, or they need outside validation. I mean, we're in the validation. That's what social media is basically all about. And of course, there are so many statistics on people becoming addicted to social media that it is now how they fulfill. It's a hobby now. It's basically become a hobby. And I have an article to back this up written by a woman. Let me get recording on this. We'll talk a little bit more. But now there are men that do this. So of course, I mentioned women in the thumbnail. There are guys that do this, but the guys that are doing this are in the top 10, 20%. Because women are, you know, traditionally women are the locks and the men are keys. Men try to make it happen with about as anybody and as often as they can, because that's what testosterone and our genes do to us. And there's many studies that have shown that women that have taken testosterone for working out in athletics, not legally, mind you, but that they found that their drive elevated incredibly high. So we know this is biology working. And men are also visual. So you can get most men, and there was a college study I read many, many videos ago where a woman in college would go up to a guy and say, hey, would you like to go to bed with me? And I forget the percentage, but it was over 30%. It might have been closer to 50% of the guy said, yeah, okay. But when a guy did the same thing, I know you're going to be shocked, zero women took him up on the offer. So guys are designed, it's not an emotional connection necessarily. We're just kind of like, oh, she looks good. I like doing it. Let's go. So women had to put the kibosh. They had to say, okay, I need to make sure that I make a good selection when it comes to this. So what would they do? They would find a guy and they would say, are you, you know, if you get to get into the fun house, if we're going to be intimate, you have to provide. And the guy says, okay, I'll provide. I'll marry you. We'll have a family and off you go. And then over time, that changed, especially in the 60s with the invention of the pill and free love and all this other stuff. Things started to change. Well, now today, women can provide for themselves. And so and there is no social stigma on having lots of partners anymore to a lot of people. So it's perfectly acceptable to be like, I'm just a free spirit and I'm going to go do whoever and whatever I want. And so the lock for the girls has become incredibly easy to open for the, you know, the attractive, successful guys. So that being said, women now, when they have issues that really they should be finding a healthy way, And this is not just me saying it, it's in the article. Keep that in mind. So if you want to yell at me, just wait till I read the article. She even says itself, like, this is narcissism. This is not a healthy way to handle the problem. So let's get reading here. This is Confessions of a former Serial Dater. She met interesting people and developed vetting skills, but found her dating life improved once she started to involve fewer people. And of course, here's her with her long list of men, and she's being very selective. She says, the first time I was called a serial dater was by my roommate after I admitted to her that I had two dates set up with two different guys on the same day. I remember being nervous that the first one wouldn't end in time for the next. So even if the first one goes well, her mind's already off the first date before she's even done with it. The second time was when my friend Nikki failed to invite me to her movie night because she assumed I already made plans to meet up with someone from a dating app. After ending my engagement to my fiance in 2018, oh, she ended the engagement. Shocking. And then later officially splitting up, I went through a period of exploration as most singles do after ending long-term relationships. I downloaded several dating apps and even started to interact with some of the men I found attractive on my subway commute. This resulted in several dates. Again, not hard for your average woman. The problem is the average woman, again, has set her sights so high that the average woman is looking for the best of the best, and the average guys have a very hard challenge ahead of them. I was clear about my intentions from the start. Getting into a serious relationship right after my broken engagement just wasn't something I was ready for. But dating was good for my self-esteem. There you go. Oh, I feel bad about myself. Let me have a lot of guys pay attention to me and ask me out on dates and wine me and dine me and make me feel wonderful about myself. If you were one of those guys, she was very clear up front, no long-term relationship. So what is she looking for? Hey, treat me to a dinner. We'll go have a good time. And of course, she mentioned in there it was attractive guys on the subway and everything else. So she's going out looking for attractive guys. She goes out, has dinner, has fun. And if they were attractive, of course, we probably know there was a little fun intimacy afterwards, but no guarantees. But the whole point is she was doing that to fill her self-esteem. So you guys that aren't getting the matches on the dating apps or matches in the real world, there's no reason to sweat it. All you are is a notch on her belt to feel better about herself, that she still feels attractive and is special. It helped me know that I was still lovable and interesting at a time when it was easy to doubt my self-worth. Many dating therapists, in fact, recommend dating around after a breakup. In the beginning, the exchanges felt freeing, but the more first dates I went on, the more obsessed I became with meeting new people, and the less I enjoyed dating the same people over and over again. Little did I know, my dating habits were quickly turning into more of a selfish hobby than my original intentions. So, if you're a woman, and you can get attention easily, and you can go out with guys that are maybe a rung or two better looking and more successful on the ladder than she is, what happens? Hey, it's free dinners. It's free movies. They plan it, so it's always a surprise. So I get to try new places I've never gone before, and all of it's paid for. And I get to have all this fun. Oh, I don't want anything long term. I don't really want to get to know you. It's just fun and exciting. Can I blame somebody for doing that? Not necessarily, but it's not costing her anything. So can you imagine you're the guy that plans the date, and you're thinking like, hey, she seems pretty cool. I'm going to go out and have a good day. I'll plan a really interesting date. I'll be the gentleman to pay. And you go out, and guess what? Before the date's even over, she's already thinking about the next guy, or she's swiping as you're getting ready to drop her off for the evening. That's where we are. That's where we are. Not my words, her words. And again, you can say, well, not all women. Of course, not all of them. But how many of us have had these experiences where you either don't get a shot or something like, well, we went on a date, everything went well, and she just disappeared, or she just ghosted me. Too many choices. Addicted to the romance. Paulette Sherman, a New York psychologist and author of Dating from Inside Out, says serial daters often love the chase but don't commit. They're basically addicted to the romance of early dating, but they get bored easily and move on, said Dr. Sherman, who specializes in relationships. I've said it before, I'm going to say it again. The tingles, the butterflies, the excitement. Oh, he's neat, he's interesting. This is going to be so awesome. And then they go on a couple of dates and they go, okay, well, I'll just try again. I want something new. This guy isn't 100% of what I'm looking for. And again, the top 10 and 20% of the guys, they do this too, because they have all these choices of women. And this is something I explained to my female friend. I said, you know, these guys have other options. You're one of their multiple options. So when they get tired of you in a month and they have three or four or five other girls that they've hit up on a dating app and they're successful with, they're going to dump you. They're going to bump on. And guess what? They have every single time. But is there any reflection in maybe dropping her standards a little bit and coming back down to earth where things are a little more realistic? No, that doesn't happen. So she's, again, we've called it before, an alpha widow. She keeps going for these great guys, assuming she's always going to have that choice for her. Her age, she just turned 30 last month, just so you know. So they continue on here. There are distinctive reasons, Dr. Sherman says, for falling into the habit. Enter the traits of serial daters, those who consciously look to have fun and don't want anything serious, who love the thrill of the chase and power of romancing many partners, who fear commitment but also fear loneliness, who have attachment issues, who actually enjoy the glamour of the single lifestyle, who date to get narcissistic needs fulfilled, and who aren't confused and don't really know who they want or what they want. That describes many, many women out there today. Let's take some of these dating apps, okay? And I mean, I don't have one pulled up in front of me, but again, how many videos have I shown these photos? A girl that's got, she's 24, she's got three kids, and she's got one in the oven, and she's 5 months out. And those three kids sometimes are from three different dudes, one in the oven, and she's on a dating app. You're not going to tell me that you're not addicted? That you feel horrible about yourself, but you need this outside validation coming in? It's narcissism. And this is proof. These are people that are so hollow on the inside that they need to have all this attention and focus dumped into them and heaped on them because they don't like themselves. And so they need this outside validation to feel good about themselves. And it's I don't know if you could call it a mental illness, but it kind of is. I mean, narcissists are not happy people, because without that incoming value, they become depressed. They become sad. They feel worthless. And there's stories on people. Look at the TikTok right now. Even if that gets removed because if Trump bans it because of the spying and everything else that's going on and the data leaks on it. There are people that are literally freaking out because they're not going to have their TikTok. And TikTok's horrible. I mean, if you're that desperate to have people pay attention to you, you've got problems. So many options. They're typically easy to spot. They can be charming and smooth, but they're only into things as long as they stay fun. They have a history of shorter relationships and are usually the one to break things off, says Dr. Sherman. Who breaks things off? The popular guys that have other options, and usually the women. They get on the dating apps, they get bored one night, and oh, there's something new, I'm going to go check that out. I mean, most of us are actually here because something like that happened to us. Either she bailed, she cheated, she made another choice, whatever. Not surprisingly, serial daters often remain active on dating apps, she added, in order to keep their options open as they continue to see other people while keeping others on the back burner. Did a video on this too. She's always got side guys. At first, I first became aware of my serial habits as I began swiping on dating apps while heading home from a date. It wasn't that my first dates were terrible. It was just too easy to match with someone else and meet someone new. My serial habit became even more clear when I started to go on more first dates than outings with friends. Dr. Sherman says the culture surrounding apps makes serial dating more common. It's like a feast instead of a famine because there are so many prospects. After you end things, you can just get on the app and get another date. Again, for the women, and especially for the attractive women, and for really attractive guys. I've tested the dating apps. I was going to do an episode on dating apps. I didn't meet enough matches to even do an episode. Now you could say, well, it's because you're horribly ugly and whatever. And I go, okay, maybe that's so. But the point is that there's definitely a disparity in the guys versus girls success on dating apps. Well aware of these habits, some dating apps like Coffee Meets Bagel and Hinge have implemented limits. Justin McLeod, the founder of Hinge, the dating app that prides itself as designed to be deleted, says his service allows users to like only up to 10 people per day. This helps reduce the chance of it developing an overwhelming inbox filled with numerous matches. That ain't us. I don't know about you, but I've never had an inbox that was overwhelming, at least in the westernized countries. Southeast Asia? Asia? Yes. In the Ukraine and Poland? Yes. Especially since I put American at the top of there. American traveling the world. I had an overflowing inbox. Outside of there, in Western countries, Australia, New Zealand, United States, Canada, England, not so much. They continue on. Time to get honest. Most dating apps expect users... Let me see if I can move down to something that's a little bit more... Dr. Carmichael believes a solution lies in serial daters being more explicit in their intentions. So long as they're aware of what they're doing, not everyone is dating for the same reasons. Everyone isn't searching for an exclusive monogamous relationship with an end goal of marriage. As far as I can tell, no one's looking for an end goal of marriage anymore. Or if they are, they're very, very few. And if they do, they end poorly. It's 60 to 80% of the women ending them. It's okay to enjoy getting to know people, new people, and have different experiences with new people. It just often isn't communicated or goes unnoticed, and that's when things get difficult. Since discovering my habits of serial dating and ultimately ending with tons of unsafe phone numbers and very little love, I've pushed myself to slow down on dating overall. I bet she got a lot of love for about 15 to 30 minutes at a time. But after that, well, you're not going to find like real love. And I just talked about this in one of my other videos, so I'll just mention it. The butterflies and the excitement and the tingles and the newness and all that, that isn't love. That's the adrenaline reward for having something that's new and exciting. What love is when all that fades and you realize you're with somebody that you want to spend time with and you actually like them as a person and that you know their last name and how many brothers and sisters they have. You know, but we don't even get to that point anymore. It's just, you know, knocking it out. And some of you guys say, you know what? That's what I want. That's what I like. I like the casual lifestyle. I like to be a serial dater myself. Hey, that's okay. And I'm fine with women doing it too. That's all fine. I'm fine with all of that. The thing is, I think too many times women don't put it out there, and some guys don't put it out there of, hey, I'm definitely seriously not interested in more than a couple of dates. And if you tell that to a guy, he'll be like, I'm in, because he's hoping to get some action out of it. And if the woman put up front, nothing is going to happen. It's just going to be dinner and movies, but there's no action. Boom, just like that. The queue of men dries up completely. And then there's nothing left. And then, so if a woman actually said, hey, I'm going to keep this closed for business until a guy commits to me and shows me that he's really seriously interested, a lot of problems go away. Because then because the girls can keep chasing the better guys, but the better guys are not going to spend time with them if they're not getting the bedroom fun. So then the girl has to say, okay, these guys aren't paying attention to me unless I'm physically with them. But they're not going to date me long term. So she has to adjust her sights down and find a guy that's the same quality or that she is. And then those two date, and she makes promises and he makes promises, and then they date and they have a long term relationship. But now, because she's done this, she's off the market and he's off the market. And then these guys, these good, great looking guys that get all the action, if all of a sudden they don't get any action anymore because the girls want them to commit, then maybe they decide to date long term. Maybe not. I don't know. But I know all these problems, and I don't have an answer. I'm just throwing stuff out off the top of my head. But all these problems started with the liberation of, hey, guys are acting like dogs. They're just going out and doing anything that moves. And, you know, usually women would say, no, you need to behave yourself until you make some promises. But when the women became like guys, it's open season. It's open season. Girls are getting the guys. The guys are getting the girl, and no one's committing to anybody because there's so many choices out there. And as she said, that it's a way to fill the emptiness in one's soul, because you're not a very good person. In some cases, not all, but in some cases, if you have problems with self-esteem, you know, those of us guys that have been single for years, we don't have problems with self-esteem. Because you go, I'm good, man. I like myself. I love spending time with myself. And so I don't feel like I'm missing out on anything by not getting attention or validation from somebody else. But if you can't do that and you've got some broken things internally and you're not doing very well and you don't feel good about yourself, you need this influx of positive reaffirmation, whether it's on social media or dating or something else. You need that coming in to try to make you feel like you belong and that you're a good person and that you're worthy and people love you. because without that, this is what you get. It's just date after date after date trying to fill a void that is missing in your life. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below as always. And if you have, thank you very much. I really do appreciate it. It helps me out greatly. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe, and check out my older videos because I reference back to them a lot. But I put a lot of data and statistics in a lot of them that aren't about silly stories like this. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, until things change, until there's some promises that need to be made for some bedroom action that's happening, it's just a free-for-all. And the only way you're guaranteed to survive it is to just not participate.